Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee, Kamala Harris has done her best to erase who she is.
Yeah.
So I want to dedicate this show today to reminding everyone of what a radical she actually is. Not my opinion, by the way.
And yeah, I am a radical. I do believe that we need to get radical about what we are doing and take it seriously.
Right.
Yeah. How about eliminating gas-powered cars by fiat, by order of the Queen, and 70% tax rates?
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's new darling of the party. She officially has more Twitter followers than Nancy Pelosi. She was on 60 Minutes this weekend proudly calling herself a radical. And she's promoting policies like saying that every single carbon emission in the country, every car, should be eliminated within the next 11 years. Everything from a 70 to 80% tax rate. Do you agree that she could possibly, in this ideology of the socialist left, could splinter your party?
No. You know, I think that... She is challenging the status quo. I think that's fantastic. I think
70% tax rates. Yeah, that's great. I'd love to do that. Hey, yeah, and I'm going to tell you can't have your car. Like I told you, you can't have your job if you don't get that shot. I'm going to tell you what to do. This is who this woman is.
Yeah, that's what radical looks like.
That's pretty radical. Here's some more radical.
People who are in... convicted in prison, like the Boston Marathon bomber, on death row, people who are convicted of sexual assault, they should be able to vote?
I think we should have that conversation.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
That's Don Lemon on CNN, by the way, not a conservative.
Sounded kind of questionable about that, didn't
he? He's like, are you sure about that? You're crazy showing. It's right there on your sleeve.
Yeah.
It's too much for Don Lemon. You know it's too much.
Really?
You know?
that's a bridge way too far.
Yes. Well, over 600 people on the terror watch list have come over our border, either north or to the south. According to the House Judiciary Report, we had 99 of them in custody. Under Kamala and Joe, they were released into the interior. We still don't know where they are. Ashley Moody, Attorney General of Florida, you remember, is currently suing the Biden administration to find out if they deposited any of the released terrorists into Florida. And me calling them terrorists, that's not just a word I've applied. They are literally either on the FBI's terror watch list or on the international terror watch list. This is a woman who will let terrorists live alongside of you. And this is what she really thinks.
This is irresponsible. It's the height of irresponsibility for the commander in chief to suggest that we have to build a wall across our southern border because there are terrorists who are trying to invade the country. It couldn't be farther from the truth.
Oh, no, it's worse than that. She likes to have them here. That's why she moved them into the interior. But, Lee, that's one of those things that I really wish. I don't know why Trump didn't hit her harder on that. That's and I don't know if he knew about it or what. But there were 53 more, remember, that we had in custody, and we never did find out. Although I know the House Republicans were trying to, if they were released into the country as well, or they're hanging out, or what they're going to do.
Yeah.
What about deporting the people that are here?
We're talking about mass deportations.
I'm not talking about.
What do you stand on mass deportations? What's your stand there?
We need smart, humane immigration policy in America that includes a pathway to citizenship.
Yeah, she's going to keep them all 12 million of them. That's her plan.
Well, as I've said before, we already have all that. We have a pathway to citizenship.
Yeah, we do.
It is called coming legally into this country through the port of entry and applying for legal citizenship. We already have that. This whole notion that we have a broken immigration system, that it just doesn't work. No, the law is not followed. We have laws. We have borders. This administration, Biden-Harris administration, refuses to follow constitutional ordinances to enforce the border and to control legal immigration.
Oh, they're literally breaking the law.
Yes, they are.
And here's what's coming, America, because the second she wins, you are going to get a beatdown like you've never seen. I mean, we now have the UK Daily Mail reporting to us that Her Highness, and this is the thing, they don't just break the law, they're deceptive about it. That Her Highness and Joe Biden back in January sent Tony Blinken, our Secretary of State, down to Mexico to cut a deal with them that the military would round up illegal immigrants, put up a military blockade, keep them inside the blockade until after the election to cut the flow. There are reportedly between 150,000, according to the UK Daily Mail, and 500,000 illegals that are smashed behind this military blockade, who will then be allowed to flood the country. It's actually, they have a name for it in Mexico. It's called Project Carousel. 32,000 Mexican military members it took to herd the illegal immigrants from their path to the border down there. And they literally, they've blocked, there's a total military blockade down there. They are waiting to flood the country. So they're deceptive in this way. They want to fool you, make you think they've got the problem under control long enough that you won't be afraid to vote for them. And then they're going to flood the country like you've never seen it before. We just got the news last 2 days. We found another illegal flight program.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Into the country, and you're paying for it, $80 million to the UN. They round them up, they fly them in. You fly them in with a QR code, it doesn't make them legal. They're still illegal immigrants. And so, Lee, this is what concerns me. In the summer of 2020, again, the Biden-Sanders plan, he authored a plan with Bernie Sanders. He put it on his website. And he said, they said they plan to welcome all of the world's migrants to America. That is 200 million people. 200 million people. Can you begin to see how dead serious they are about that?
Yeah, that's not sustainable. Not for any nation.
No, not for a country creating 12,000 jobs total a month. Most of those are part-time. Not for a country with a decimated manufacturing base. We lost 46,000 manufacturing jobs. I can't wrap my mind around this. Last month, okay? Just last month. And that's not like, well, we lost one manufacturing job, but we picked up another. No, that is raw numbers. Raw numbers. Since January of 2023, we have lost 183,000 manufacturing jobs. That's what that last jobs report told us the other day, end of last week. Manufacturing is done in this country. I mean, it's over. And there's a simple reason for it. When you put a tax in the midway point of natural gas that raises the price 29%, the most it's ever gone up in 3 years in U.S. history, you can't manufacture anymore. You force your manufacturing out the door. And they did that. And that is why you're watching the death of manufacturing right in front of your face. And again, folks, I don't want to depress you. We don't have to live this way. That's the best part.
Yeah.
That these are man or woman caused disasters. Okay. We are very fortunate because a lot of countries around the world, Lee, they have real actual problems that are like systemic and built in, baked into the cake of their economy. And they're very hard to solve.
Yeah.
We just have idiots running the country. And quite frankly, honestly, they're not idiots. It's that they are full bent on destruction because they hate capitalism. They want to destroy capitalism to cause so much pain that the American people will beg for them to do something else, save it, take over the supply chains, take over production. That's what they want. They want American people to be on their knees to beg for a takeover of the means of production, and then they got the country. So look, we don't have to do anything. This is why Donald Trump was so successful. He just stopped destroying the country. That's all you have to do. It's not even hard. You don't have to be smart. Just stop destroying the country. Take the unnecessary tax Joe Biden executively put on natural gas produced on federal lands, because he can do that. Just take it off. Natural gas prices plummet 30%, bam, off the top. These aren't hard things. They're not. But you got to stand in line today, and that might be a little uncomfortable for a few hours, but you got to do it in Georgia, and you got to do it in North Carolina. And you do not get off that line. I don't care if they send somebody who looks like a police officer to tell you get off that line. If you get on that line before that line ends, before, let me read it again. The polls close in North Carolina at 7:30 and they close in Georgia at 7. You get in line before that date, you can stand there till midnight. They have to let you vote.
If someone gives you grief, get on your phone and look up the number for the state party office.
Yes,
or the county Republican Party office if you're voting Republican. And call them because they have people ready to take care of issues like this. Because as the law states, if you are in line when the polls close, you are supposed to be able to vote.
Yeah.
And if anyone tells you otherwise, they're not telling you the truth. Now, I'm not saying do anything stupid.
No, no.
but I'm simply saying, you know, make an effort. If someone tells you, oh, wait a minute, 7 o'clock, you're in line, you can't vote. No, that's not correct. That's not the law. And get on the phone, look it up, call the Georgia Republican Party, call the North Carolina Republican Party, because in South Carolina, well, I mean, if they tell you that in South Carolina, call the South Carolina, the SCGOP, you know, they'll tell you, too. The reason we keep concentrating on North Carolina and Georgia, Terrence, because those are the battleground states. We've got to win those. South Carolina's done. I mean, I don't think that Trump's in danger of losing here, but...
Trump tweeted that they have she's the co-chair of the RNC. They have 500 attorneys in every battleground state.
And you know what? Democrats do, too. And this is some of the news that I've been seeing. Both parties have mobilized lawyers all over the country ready to go to battle, you know, figuratively speaking, with whatever happens in the various states where they're, you know, contested elections here. So they're ready.
Yeah. And I'm afraid what happened in Pennsylvania with the single officer. And to me, it's so weird. If you're going to shut down polls illegally halfway through the day, why would a police chief send one officer and a bunch of liberal activists to act as heavies as they did in Pennsylvania? And I think I just have a feeling you're going to see this duplicated in Georgia in certain precincts. And you're going to see the left do this in Pennsylvania and in North Carolina, too. And they've been walking around, at least they did in Pennsylvania, with lanyards that said voter protection. They were just left-wing activists who acted as muscle, as backup for these supposed police officers to go ahead and shut down the voting in Republican precincts halfway through the day. Trump sued them, by the way. His campaign did, and a judge ordered a new day of voting. But then they put, you know, just a couple of voting machines in the precincts and the lines backed up for 12 hours. So, look, they're going to try these things. They're going to try them up there in North Carolina. They're going to try them down there in Georgia, especially if you have to vote in a place that's controlled by Democrats. Know your rights. And if you get on that line, you have a right to vote. Nobody can tell you to get off. I don't care what kind of lanyard they have on.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.